Hello, Sudan.
Hi, Al. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm calling because I'm part of the upgrades department here at Local Splash. And I know that we're currently assisting you with the local SEO, right? And directory submissions. However, there is a program that I wanted to share with you. You might qualify for it, but I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Google Guaranteed. If you've seen it at the top of the page of Google search results.
No.
So when you do a search on Google, they'll be the ones at the very top of the page, and they have a check mark. It'll say sponsored, Google Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And what that is a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead, it'll actually come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing that call with anybody because they're calling you directly, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, there are requirements. So basically they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your profile,
mm-hmm.
Which I believe you exceed that, if I'm not mistaken, when I last looked. They do require a background check. They want to make sure that in the last 7 years you don't have any felonies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they require for you to carry a $250,000 general liability insurance. Okay.
I'm sure you have all of those.
I'm sure you do. I think you have like 11 reviews that I was looking at. Beautiful work, by the way. So you qualify. Now, for this program, it would actually, I'm looking at more of the category of carpentry. And I want to share what those subcategories are with you because I would want to make sure that that would be the best, I would say, category for you. What that would include is cabinetry, decking, drywalling, fencing, general installations, repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving, and storage.
So we do everything but the drywall. Like, we're just trying to stay away from drywall.
Yes. Project. Okay. Perfect. But everything else, you would be good? Everything else
is
good? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we wouldn't list the drywalling in the subcategory, and I'll explain to you why. Okay? So with Google Guaranteed, there is a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. You upload your certificate of liability insurance, submit the application. We push it through to Google to get it approved. The approval timeline can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I will tell you this, that depending on how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, once you are approved, we'll call you to notify you because within 3 days, we would like to activate the leads, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? So, to activate those leads, it's a minimum monthly budget of $1,027. And that gives you up to 13 leads in the month. So the leads are $79 a lead. Now, drywall is not something you're doing, right? So we're not going to list that. However, if someone calls you for that, that is considered an unqualified lead, and it will be credited back to you. If they're calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified, the lead will be credited back. If they called you outside of your service area, right, an area that's not noted that you're servicing, unqualified lead, credited back. What they would consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, you know, giving them an estimate or set an appointment to give an estimate. Google will assign a tracking number that will be linked to your phone, and they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, we're also monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back. If you got one lead in the month, okay, just as an example, I've never seen that happen, but let's just say one, you only got one. What's left over from that $1,027 budget, it rolls over to the next month. So now the next month, you're only paying $79 because you're basically paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. It will allow you to target wherever your insurance covers you, okay, whether that be the whole state or if you want to target by county or city or zip code. If you're going on vacation or you're just, you know, booked out, you can't handle more leads right now. What you do is you call us and you say, shut off the leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn them back on until you call us to say, hey, go ahead and remove them from being paused. And if you, when you paused them, you had only gotten two leads. When you unpause them, when you call back to take them off pause, it'll pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. So if and, you were to do this, it would need to be very specific on what leads that we take. It was, we would only do, like, we just wouldn't do, like, the handyman stuff because those are, yeah, it would have to be, like, kitchen remodels and carpentry projects, like, large carpentry projects.
Yeah, so with those leads, and that's why I was mentioning the subcategories to you, right? Because that is under the carpenter category. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now there is one that's for like the general contractor, but general contractor is more like, you know, home remodels, renovations, interior finishing, decks, patios. It's more of stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would be the better fit for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what. Uh-huh.
Right now, because we do remodeling projects, like big remodeling projects, we mostly do kitchens and, like, trim out work, doors, casings, all of that stuff, like the carpentry stuff, but we do remodels, but...
But it's got to be... Do you have particular areas that you...
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, we only work in, like, West Austin because that's where... That's where the money is
at. Yeah. It's okay. You could be honest with me because I would think that that's where the money is at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where people are open to paying for the type of, I don't know. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not trying to be, I don't want to make it sound prejudiced, but when I'm looking at the work that you do, for me, I feel that's more of high-end work.
It is. We really only work with houses that are over, like, $1 million to $2 million, and they want like the best. A lot of our houses are like in $5 million, $10 million, but
they're
like,
willing to pay for the quality work. They're not looking at the quantity, they're looking at the quality of the work, and they're willing to pay that.
Right.
I mean, the work is beautiful. You guys do an amazing job. You must have a really, really great team. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting so many ideas. Oh, my gosh. I love this one bathroom cabinet. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, there's so many drawers. That's what I need in my bathroom. Too bad I'm in California, but, you know. But, yeah, beautiful work, really. And you guys do it, like, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Everything. Wow. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Really good work. Yeah. So basically, I mean, that's how this program would work. What I love about it is you have the ability to be super selective, right? On the jobs, you know, like I would say selective to the areas. And that's why I had asked, like, what do you hit a more higher end area? So that's the beauty of it is that you can select it, whether it's by zip code or by county or by city. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to know more of those areas than I would offhand as to where you target. So, I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
What if we don't get 10 leads from those area codes? Because we've done things like this before where they say they're going to be in those zip codes and then they end up not being in there.
Mm-hmm.
How does, like, the targeting set up? Because I know when we were doing, like, our Facebook leads, like, if people went to just, like, Westlake area, like, and they lived in Elgin, they would still show up.
Uh-huh.
So how do you guys, like, prevent that?
You know, when you're looking at Google Guaranteed, are you in front of your computer by chance?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. You're in Austin right now, right? If you type in carpentry near me, okay, I obviously have to put Austin, Texas on my end because it's going to give me search results in California, and that's not what I want. Do that on the Google search bar and then just hit search. And the first ones that I see, it'll say sponsored carpenters, Austin. I see A-Team, Home Services, Kobo's Landscape Solutions, and Southern Love Landscaping and Design, right? If I click on A-Team Home Services on their profile, now it opens up the Google Guaranteed, okay, because they're part of that. Now, on their profile, it gives the reviews, the years in business, background check, get the phone number, book, message, share, overview, okay? It shows that they passed the background check, that they're insured, they're open 24 hours. They are listed specifically under their services. It shows them just for the decks, general installation, and remodeling. That's what they listed themselves for. Okay. When you look at serves the areas that they serve, right, serves Austin and nearby areas. This is where they have selected, they actually listed the areas that they service. Okay. So if someone is calling you from an area that's not listed, okay, and you're not, as long as you're not accepting the job, it's an unqualified lead. And that's why I said you can be selective, right? Does that mean that someone won't call you from another area? If they do, but it's not listed under the areas that you service, that's an unqualified lead. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. When we did Angie's List, because we did a lot of that, as we said that they were unqualified, there was, like, a certain amount that they accepted that was, like, unqualified.
Yeah. I'm familiar with them. Yeah. They, I was talking to a gentleman. His story was a little bit different because he was doing roofing, right? And he was getting calls. And, I mean, they were, like, completely unqualified. They were calling him about way off of from what he specifically does, strictly roofing. And he kept calling them and telling them, listen, you guys got to credit me that. This person wasn't even looking for my service. This person was yelling at me because they weren't requesting anything from me. This person found someone 2 months ago. And so he said, and I can't remember the exact number he gave, but he said, all of a sudden, they were like, oh, well, you're basically tapped out of credits. He's like, what do you mean? These are legitimately unqualified leads. And I guess he reached, I guess, a max of what they would credit him, which made no sense, right? With Google Guaranteed, it doesn't work like that, right? You will see in your client dashboard what leads were qualified and which ones weren't. So our team is also managing it. So again, if one, let's just say one did slip through the cracks, right? We immediately dispute it with Google on your behalf because we want to make sure that that gets credited back to you.
Okay.
And specifically, this is why Google created this program. Because they know of all the stories with Angie's and the thumbtacks. And again, it's not, I don't want to make it sound like I'm bad mouthing them because I won't do that about any company regardless. But they figured let's come up with a program where it's still the direct call, you know, coming to that business owner from the potential prospect. But if, and you and I both know, right? You're going to get people calling and soliciting you regardless, you know?
Right.
Of what marketing you're doing. But if someone's specifically calling you and saying, hey, because see, like with a Google ad, right? Or even, you know, with Facebook ads, if you get people calling and trying to solicitate you, I mean, you're still, you're paying the monthly fee, right? With the Google Guarantee, because it is a pay per lead, it's to make sure that you're not being charged for someone calling completely outside of what you offer or even calling to solicitate you, right? I've heard of some people getting calls from Facebook, like they were asking me if I was hiring, you know? And you know, when people were paying click fees for that, right? So with the Google Guaranteed, it's going to work very, very different, especially complete opposite of what, how Angie's works. Are you still using Angie's?
No.
Oh, okay.
how is this different from like Google, like running Google ads?
So the difference with running Google ads, right? And they work great. Don't get me wrong. Google ads, are also a great product, but me personally, Google Guaranteed is Google's better product because people who call those that are part of the Google Guaranteed program, they know that you met all the requirements to be a part of that program and that you're approved by Google. Because it'll show that you passed the background check and that, you know, if they required license and insurance, it'll say pass license check and insured. Okay. Not all industries require the license and insurance. Specifically for yours, it's only insurance required. But it'll show that as well. And it's how I explain it is like this. You know, Google Ads, you can pay as much as you want and your Google Ads are going to be visible, right? They'll be up there. With Google Guaranteed, if you told Google, listen, I'll pay $5,000 right now for you to put me on Google Guaranteed. And if you can't pass that background check, they will not list you there. You will not be approved.
So it's just more, but I mean like the amount of leads that come through, is it the same?
So with Google Guaranteed, like with Google Ads, right, it's a cost per click. Mm-hmm. The conversion rate is about 4% across all industries, okay? Google Ads, depending on what you've allocated to your budget, whether it's daily, once that budget gets eaten up, it's done, right? Your Google ad is not visible. Okay. With Google Guaranteed, okay, even when your leads are on pause, your ad will still show. That Google Guaranteed ad is just going to be towards the bottom.
Got it. Okay.
Google Ads, once your budget runs out, then it's not visible until you either add more to your budget or until, you know, your month is up to allocate again.
Okay.
Right? So you could end up with Google Ads with a bunch of click fees and no conversions to phone calls and jobs. So I have found that with Google Ads, depending on the industry and where the location is, you typically got to start with at least a $500 budget allocated. I've seen some that allocate $300 and they get a good response, but they're also like in an area where it's not overpopulated or their industry, there might not be a whole lot of competition, you know? So there's a lot of factors that go into Google Ads. So okay. That's kind of like the difference between those two. I will say this. When Google Guaranteed is available for an industry and a location, I offer that only because I feel it's one of Google's better products. I'll specifically tell you this, that like guys that do epoxy flooring, Google Guaranteed is not available for anyone who does like epoxy flooring, specifically just that service, right? Google hasn't opened it up yet. So I was just talking to a guy earlier and he really wants to do Google Guaranteed, but they just haven't opened it up for that industry yet.
Okay.
Okay.
So we actually were going to cancel our local slash.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what we're paying right now.
I think you guys are paying $149.
Okay.
Yeah. $149, your next billing is October 14th.
Okay.
That's when your next bill is due. Looks
so
like
then,
10 days
do you have to be part of that then, or can we just, like, switch to this program?
You can definitely switch to this program if you'd like. Absolutely. Okay. I'm not going to tell you you can't cancel any other Google products that you have with us, right? You could definitely switch it to just having the Google Guaranteed, just knowing that, you know, you're not going to get approved overnight, right? As long as you know that it's a four to 8 week process. But yeah, I mean, you can definitely do that. You could, you know, there have been some that once they got approved for Google Guaranteed and they saw how it was working, they're like, hey, can I drop the other program and just keep Google Guaranteed? We're not going to tell you no, you know, and there have been some that have kept both like their Facebook marketing and their local SEO, and also kept the Google guaranteed because they're both working, you know what I mean? So everything's still month to month. I'm never going to tell you, no, you can't do that. You know what I mean? So yeah. So right, just so as long as I was
seeing any results with the SEO stuff.
The local SEO. I'll be honest with you. I'll be very transparent with you. Local SEO, it's going to be really hard. Only because I'll say this, you're very limited to your local area, right? Like we're doing the posting and the optimization and so forth, but especially for you, if you're really trying to be found in specific areas, the local listing isn't really going to do that much for you, to be quite honest. You know what I mean?
It worked for a handyman business, but not this one.
Right. Probably not this one. Yeah, for sure. Especially because you have specific areas that you like to target, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then are you able to send all this in an email? Because I have to get my husband's approval before I...
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Let me... I have the email txcabinetpros@gmail.com.
Yes,
is that okay. The best email? Okay, mm-hmm. Beautiful. So let me do this. And I'm sorry, did I call you Al? Is that your name or your husband's?
I'm Al.
You're Al. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I'm like, I hope I'm not giving her the wrong name. I apologize. Okay, let me get this email sent over to you. It's going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And then it's going to say in the subject part, it'll say Google guaranteed. And what I'm going to do, Al, is I'll go ahead and put what the minimum monthly budget is. Now, listen, that minimum monthly budget, that budget stays the same, right? It gives you up to 13 leads. If you only got 10 leads, then you know what's left over rolls over. And then you're just basically getting it back up to the budget, right? Paying for the 10 leads that you got the month before. However, let's say later on down the road, you're like, you know what? I actually want to get up to 20 leads this month. You can always ask for the amount of leads that you receive to be increased. It would change the minimum monthly budget, but not the cost per lead. Okay.
Is 13 the minimum?
13 is the minimum. Correct. Yeah. 13 is going to be the minimum. All right. Let me send you this. And then I'm going to put it under the carpentry. And then now my contact information is going to be at the very bottom of the email. I'm still at the 877 number. You would just put in my extension 623. You can even, you know, reply back to the email, whatever's easiest for you. Okay. And then let me just put it's 1,027 and that's 79 a lead. Do you guys have a bunch of crews that go out?
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I bet you they're pretty hand selected, huh? For the type of work that you guys do. Yeah, it's definitely got to be someone who knows what they're doing.
You hire
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, listen, you got to meet the standards or else.
Mm-hmm.
And I love husband and wife team. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty well lately.
That's so good. I know. I hear so many people say the economy is horrible, but then I hear others that are like, we're doing fabulous. And I'm like, okay, I just think, you know, I don't know. I guess it's kind of hit and miss for people or on the industries, I guess, or
I will
depending
say
on the area.
Every marketing thing we've done hasn't really worked. We only do
no.
referrals. Yeah.
Referrals goes a long ways. You know, that means that you've been providing a quality service and that's why people are referring you. So that's good. That's really good. So the email should be in your inbox, okay? And then, you know, discuss it with your husband. If you guys feel it's something that you do want to take advantage of, then, I mean, please give me a call and I'd be more than happy to help you get that started, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed day, Al. Bye. Mm-hmm.